Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Over the next few weeks, as you buy presents for loved ones, you're going to be dealing with endless amounts of packaging when buying, and more when you begin wrapping the gifts. But have you become more conscious when purchasing Christmas gifts? Well, research from Repack shows that over half of people are opting to use a recyclable gift bag. Almost a third plan on upcycling a gift. So, no matter how much we try, it's still the season that is always filled with waste. What can we do to manage that? Well, I'm joined by Zoe Kavanagh, the CEO of Repack, who's going to tell us how. Zoe, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Great to be on the show and great to remind consumers at this time of year to be more eco-conscious. And in fact, our research has shown us that the Irish consumer is taking three steps to become more eco-conscious.
Which are?
They are upcycling gifts rather than buying new. They are purchasing gifts that have a second life. So that's circular thinking, life yeah. beyond what single use. And the other area they're looking at is in their food and beverage shopping to ensure they reduce food waste. So three really positive steps taken in Irish society.
So Irish consumers are conscious of all of these things and therefore acting.
80% are considering sustainability. Now, sustainability does take fourth place after value, price and convenience.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it is growing in awareness. And I think our society has become more conscious of packaging waste, trying to minimise it, trying to think more circular. And in fact, I would encourage shoppers to ensure that they're shopping with Repack members this Christmas, because Repack members fund the cost of recycling their packaging waste. And that's what we manage on their behalf.
We're good at certain things. I mean, we are good at glass.
Glass, we are almost gold standard. We have a bring bank system. I think everybody is aware that they take their glass packaging to the bring banks. They separate it by colour. I know at times people think, oh, those colours are all mixed. In fact, the trailers that collect the glass have compartments. So the segregation of colours actually is upheld. And we have exceeded our recycling rates on glass. We have to meet a mandatory of 80%. So glass is in really good shape, Pat.
How are we on cardboard? Because I notice when people buy stuff online, maybe it's a slightly delicate object and it's in a box. Then it'll be in a bigger box to protect it from being bruised in transit.
Yeah, paper and cardboard actually makes up about 50% of our packaging waste. And in Ireland, we're pretty good on achieving our recycling targets. But it's interesting you raise the point about space. We have new regulation coming out next year, the Packaging and Packaging Waste Regulation. And a key area they're focusing on is space management. So quite often we get deliveries and feel only 50% of the space is used up. That is going to change, and we're going to have to become much more optimised in how much paper and cardboard is used.
And yet, if you've got a delicate object, you know, it's got to be minded.
And this is the role of packaging. Product integrity, food product freshness. I know people think plastic is a bad word. Plastic plays a really strong functional role in the integrity of delivering us the product we ordered in the freshness we expect. But we have to do much, much better on plastic recycling. And actually a big ask I would ask people to consider this Christmas is separating their packaging waste clean, loose and dry, and putting it into the correct bin. Unfortunately, 67% of the general waste bin is containing material which should either be in the food bin or in the recycling bin.
You know, when people are told you've got to put the stuff into the green bin clean.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Now, what does clean mean? Does it mean that you've got a yogurt tub, for example, and there's one particular brand, you can now peel off the cardboard surrounding the plastic so that both elements are recyclable, which is good. It's a move in the right direction. But the tiny little bit of yogurt left in the bottom after you've rinsed it. I mean,
yeah, after you've rinsed it. So here's my guidance. Use the tap to remove food debris. If there's food left on the packaging, it can't be recycled. So people should be viewing their packaging as an item that has a second life. And in order to take personal responsibility to deliver that clean, not microscopically clean, but a good rinse and shake and into the recycling bin.
Now, things like pizza boxes, you know, they can be greasy on the base, but the cover, the lid is quite okay.
Lid into your recycling bin and the greasy base actually into your food bin. That can break down in the organics.
Because it's cardboard.
Correct.
Boxes, of course, can be flattened quite easily. You kind of take them apart. That's how they're made from a single sheet of cardboard. Formed into a box, and you kind of deconstruct it and flatten it to make...
Absolutely, and let's illustrate that through a cereal box. Pull the plastic liner out, flatten the cardboard box into the recycling bin, and it's going to be recycled again and appear in packaging again.
Now, we don't want to be too Scrooge-like. You present someone with a present, and I mean, if you go into one of the stores and buy a perfume, for example, it might be boxed. First of all, it's in a bottle, then it's boxed with maybe tissue around it, then it's in a beautiful presentation bag. I mean, do you want us to be miserable and just give them the bottle?
Absolutely not. We all love a beautiful gift, beautifully presented. But I think where there's opportunity to reuse gift bags or use multi-life cloth bags, let's consider that, because we all know there is a huge opportunity to play our part in waste reduction and then ultimately ensure the waste we do have, the packaging waste, is
Many
recycled.
Of the clothing stores are now charging for the paper bag that you are going to have your goods in. Is that a good idea? Does that work in any way?
It does, because I think it means we all go out and we're more planned when we go shopping. So we bring our own carrier bag, and as we shop, we place the garments that we buy into that bag, and it does reduce then the amount of packaging we're bringing home. So really, really good initiative.
Now, we know when you recycle glass that it stays on the island, which is good, and it goes to the factory in Northern Ireland, which makes new bottles and jars for us all. What about the other stuff? I mean, clothes, plastics, where does that go?
Yeah, so let me talk specifically about plastics, because I would say in Ireland, we're really good at recycling all our materials, but plastic is a challenge. And 96% of our plastic is recycled abroad. So there's a few things we need to consider. A big initiative that I'm talking to government about is infrastructure. I think as an island, we need to increase our self-sufficiency in managing our own waste. So that's going to require infrastructural investment. I just spent the last 2 days actually in Belgium looking at some really interesting innovation, some very interesting recycling innovation around plastic, bringing plastic back to a monomer and polymer and giving it a second life. So in Ireland, I think we need to view the challenge of plastic as a commercial opportunity. We need to ensure that competitiveness and sustainability around plastic are comfortable bedfellows when they come to goals.
And whose job would it be to set up these facilities? Would it be the people, the pandas of the world, who collect the stuff, or does it require a third party?
Well, something unique to Ireland is our waste industry is privatised, unlike the rest of Europe, which is municipalised. So we're looking to bring a stakeholder group together of the private enterprise, government and Repack, and put a plan in place such that by 2030 and 2035, Ireland has infrastructure to deal with its own plastic.
Very good. The main thing, the advice is be conscious of everything that you're consuming. Try to avoid buying it in the first place to avoid waste. And if you do end up with something, recycle, recycle, recycle.
Correct. And use the bins correctly.
Zoe Kavanagh, CEO of Repack, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we've time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.